Good evening. My name
Hello.
Is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential.
Okay.
In what language would you prefer to conduct this interview, English or Spanish?
English, please.
Okay. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on a volunteer or on a political campaign?
Nope, not at the moment.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions on Tuesday, August 20th? I'm definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote.
I'm very likely to vote.
Okay. May I read all the question? May I read all the options that you let me know which one?
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
I am somewhat likely to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I am very likely to vote.
Oh, okay. Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
Republican, sorry.
No worries.
That's the easy one.
What is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian American, White, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. What is your age? 18 to 35? 35 to 45, 36 to 45, I'm sorry, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, over 65.
56 to 65.
You said 56 to 65.
Right.
Thank you. Gender, male or female?
Female.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction or they have gotten off the wrong track?
I would say it's gotten off the wrong track, considering the fact that I was born and raised in Miami.
Understood. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? And I have a list. Corruption in local government, housing and property insurance costs, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, traffic and congestion.
I have two. I'm between two. Traffic and congestion, and crime and neighborhood safety.
So. My apologies. Okay. Although it is a non-partisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between Democratic candidate and Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean is likely to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate. Lean's likely to the Republican candidate.
Lean's likely to the Republican candidate.
Understood. I am now going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Seeing the learner, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion, or never heard of.
No opinion.
My apologies?
No opinion.
Understood. Raquel Regalado, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Understood. Richard Prashnik, very unfavorable, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion.
Understood. Will you now be asked a few short questions of the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County, major and county commissions? In the primary elections for Miami-Dade County, major were held today. My apologies. In the primary election for Miami-Dade County, major were held today. Among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Manny Sid, Daniela Levine Cava, Alexander Otola.
I haven't made up my mind.
Okay, okay. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Manny Sid, Daniela Levine Cava, Alexander Otaula?
I'm not leaning at the moment.
Understood.
It's a little early in the season for me. Sorry.
Understood. Oh, no, no worries. No worries. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnik.
Again, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know Cindy Lerner at all.
Oh, no worries. It's okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you learning towards? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnik?
Again, I don't have an opinion at the moment.
Understood, understood. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
Considering her family, I'm not sure.
My apologies. The options are part of the problem, part of the solutions?
I'm not sure on that one either.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no worries. On a different topic, Major Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 million to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvement and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund these $2.5 million proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal? The options are...
No, against this proposal.
Okay, definitely vote yes in favor, probably vote yes in favor, definitely vote no against...
Definitely no. Definitely no.
Okay. I am now going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the elections for Miami-Dade County commissions. If each would make no difference, just say so. As elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basic to serve residents and solve their everyday problems. whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Much less likely, no difference.
No. Can you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
Of course. As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basic to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Much less likely, no difference.
Yeah, no difference. We're going to go with no difference for now.
Okay. Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline and ride shares options. Much less likely, no difference.
No difference.
As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. Much less likely, no difference.
No difference.
Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms now, as the only former school board member to ever serve the county commission. Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like literacy for applicants of affordable housing and pilot programs to help single mothers in government housing. Much less likely, no difference.
No difference.
As the mother of 2 children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has founded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism vehicle safety program with police and funded job training programs as support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum. Much less likely, no difference.
No difference.
Okay, Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for the 2024 re-election. Much less likely, no difference.
It's the PBA, no difference.
Okay, understood.
I'm a criminal defense attorney, so it's
understood.
No difference.
Understood. Since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live and long-time residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggles to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. Much less likely, no difference.
Gonna be no difference again.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm really bored.
Oh, no worries.
But yeah, no difference.
No worries. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has vowed to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also informed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes unaffordable. Affordable. Much less likely, no difference.
No difference. Again.
Currently, several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. Much more likely, somewhat likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
No difference.
Okay. I'm going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commissions. If each would make no difference, just say so. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at an insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who said she does not have temperament to hold elected office. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Somewhat less likely.
My apologies?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
No difference.
Cindy Lerner is running for county commissions to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful actions on sea levels, rising flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district. Not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
No difference.
Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioners because... no difference, you said, right?
Oh, I hate to do this to you. This is actually a client's mother who's calling me, and I have to take this call.
Oh, no worries.
Okay?
It's okay. No worries. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bueno.